This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Did you see that? The media is reporting Israel attacked a Syrian air defense facility today. This is nothing new, Lee. They've been dropping bombs on Syria long before the recent pretext that has offered them the opportunity to do it under the guise of humanitarian aid or whatever they call it, you know.
It's a big joke because of what the Israelis are doing with their settlements in the Palestinian areas. And, I mean, they've been dropping bombs and shooting missiles into Syria for quite some time over the past several years.
Same thing with Iran. You know, they've gone in there and they've killed nuclear scientists and all that fun stuff. It's, you know, it's not even covert. I mean, it's basically an overt war that they've done, hitting strategic or apparently strategic locations within these countries. If any other country was to do that to them, it'd be considered all-out war. You know, it would be considered all-out aggression.
Yeah, it's a total double standard. If the Iranians did anything as far as trying to take out Israel's nuclear weapons, let's say, you'd have World War III.
And don't forget, Israel has nuclear weapons, folks, and they're fairly unchecked and they're fairly rogue about it all.
Right. Israel, they won't sign on to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, right? But they're being highly critical of Iran for having a program to use nuclear energy. There's no evidence at all that they are developing a nuclear weapon. It's all lies and propaganda coming from the corporate media and these intelligence services and the Israelis. I mean, you had Benjamin Netanyahu back in 2012, the UN, with his infamous diagram of a bomb. It's a joke because the Israelis have tons of nuclear weapons, won't sign on to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, but they're lecturing Iran about all these things that they have nothing to do with anything. It's insane. They've lost so much credibility. It's unbelievable.
Sure. And they're the ones with the history of aggression. They're the ones with the history of, war and all that. Not Iran.
Yeah. I mean, name one country that the Iranians have invaded over the past 50 years. You can't name one. The Iran-Iraq war. Iran-Iraq war, they were involved in because the Iraqis attacked them. And the Iraqis were attacked by the United States and a whole litany of nations. But they repelled that invasion.
Let's not forget we supplied the chemical weapons to Iraq, the same supposed chemical weapons that were flooded into Syria most recently.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. These chemical weapons and all this aid initially went to Saddam Hussein from the West, specifically the United States. And then all of a sudden there was this propaganda that came out back in the mid 2000s about how, well, maybe the chemical weapons went over to Syria. And then all of a sudden this past year, we've had all this nonsense about Syria and chemical weapons that they try to use as a pretext to invade. I mean, it's just complete madness. It's obvious that on the world stage, the United States and Israel are the bad actors. They no longer have any sort of credibility. And the ones that have the moral standing are the Russians and the Iranians. I'm not saying that they're perfect or have perfect societies, but as far as moral standing goes in the world, they are far ahead of anything the United States and Israel is doing. Far ahead.
And you can see that in their media as well. It's kind of scary. Not that I trust RT and Press TV as, you know, the greatest sources in the world, but it's scary when they're covering things in more of an open fashion than the Western media could ever in a million years show that they're covering things. So that's definitely the case, Lee. Do you have a comment on this? Do you have a question about this? We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. You disagree with us on this? Do you think that Israel is not ultimately in the driver's seat here and instigating all of these geopolitical tensions? Folks, call us up, 800-313-9443. We'll get back to the geopolitical conversation in just a moment, Lee, but I want to ask you about this. Defense Distributed plans to make Bitcoins completely anonymous. The inventor of the 3D printed gun, Cody Wilson of Defense Distributed, is now raising money for a new crypto anarchist venture that will help people anywhere in the world keep their wealth and finances private. And of course, this got a lot of publicity. The fact that Bitcoin, rather, is a way to keep your money out of the hands of the feds with the Silk Road, breakup or whatever you want to call that. Let me play this clip, and I want to get your take on Bitcoins and this initiative here, Lee. Listen to this. If I can load it up here, should be coming any second now. Here it is.
Maybe you thought you'd act differently.
Maybe you thought that the clip would load properly. Let's see here. The joys of live radio. When I want something to work, it never does.
Maybe you thought you'd act differently. Maybe you thought you'd see it coming. But the moment's here. And it's time to make a choice. At its end of empire. The United States imagines the power to regulate the world's first great digital currency, Bitcoin.
It's a cyber currency, so how do we get to it?
To provide a framework for its existence. A technology that questions all previous frameworks, fitted for its straitjacket. Helping the United States is a group of lobbyists and corporations calling themselves the Foundation. Their mission is a performance, to both agree with and maintain an independence from regulatory power. But you can't have it both ways. OnSystem is an international group of activist developers led by Amir Taki. Concerned by the Foundation's centralized development and advocacy, they're developing a crypto wallet that runs on a completely independent software stack. This wallet runs on the back-end Libitcoin, the command tools SX, and the Obelisk blockchain server architecture. A thin wallet, the premier version of which will include privacy and security features, trustless mixing, and the foundation of a distributed identity protocol. Help us cover the next 4 months of full-time development. Help us make this implementation a line in the sand.
All right, I want you to break that down for me. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, we're talking about these private currency systems that have popped up. I mean, I'm all for people using technology to try to get away from the powers that be that run the monetary system. But me personally, I mean, I think these systems are good if you want to maybe transfer funds from one country to another country so you can bypass those regulations that they have about transporting more than $10,000 to different countries. I think it's good for that, but as far as actual wealth storage, I prefer traditional gold and silver. But it doesn't mean that I don't think these certain types of private currency systems or these different technologies that are coming out that are being used as a private currency system don't have a role to play. So, you know, the more of these things that pop up, I think it's good because you have decentralization occurring versus centralization. I mean, we have way too much centralization of power right now. So anything that can limit that sort of central power, I think, is a good thing.
All right, we have Lee Rogers for one more segment. Call in. Now's your opportunity to do so. 800-313-9443. When I get back, I want to talk about how Barry Sotero is supposedly stopping the NSA from spying on the IMF. The Bob Justin
Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, we'll see if we can squeeze in a few phone calls here in a bit. This is our final segment tonight with Lee Rogers. And on the front page of Blacklisted News, this story caught my eye. Obama stops NSA spying on IMF and World Bank. How nice of him. He can't spy on those agencies because, well, that's a conflict of interest, I would imagine.
Well, he doesn't want to stop spying on the average American person or people overseas, but when it comes to the IMF and World Bank, hey, we can't be spying on them. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
That's exactly right. I mean, a little bit of a double standard there, Barry Sotero. A U.S. official told the news agency that President Barry Sotero curbed the spying within the last few weeks. Around the same time, he told the NSA to stop eavesdropping. Why can't I say that word? Anyways, he told them to stop spying on the United Nations headquarters, and the NSA surveillance of the IMF and World Bank in Washington was previously unknown based on the classified nature of such programs. Responding to Reuters, a top Sotero administration official said, quote, "The United States is not conducting electronic surveillance targeting the headquarters of the World Bank or IMF in Washington." However, the official will not say whether the NSA has spied on the entities in the past. So there you go.
Yeah, so that's basically an admission that they have gotten information or data from those institutions. I mean, it's really hypocritical. I know Dianne Feinstein, she came out saying that we have to investigate the NSA spying on allied leaders. Well, she's concerned about that, but she's not concerned about the NSA spying on everybody else. The NSA is an institution that should be completely abolished. It's immoral and it's unethical on so many different levels. And one of the things we didn't talk about in the first hour or the first hour that was on about the NSA is the fact that since they're collecting all this data and information, one of the things that is happening is that there's a lot of European companies and a lot of people over in Europe and other parts of the world that don't want their data stored in the United States because of the fact that it's a target-rich environment for NSA spying. So this is going to have a real adverse economic impact on the United States moving forward, at least as far as tech companies go. So this is not good.
Interesting. Is there a place in the world where it's safest to have your database or your information to be stored? I've heard Panama is particularly good for that, but I wondered if you have any insight on that.
It's really hard to say because I know the BRIC countries or the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they're trying to set up their own fiber optic infrastructure to make it more difficult for the NSA to snoop in on data that's local to those countries. That's something they're trying to develop.
Yeah, I heard that about Brazil a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you might have better luck in a country that is just outside of the United States. As far as a specific country goes, it's hard to say, but I would say any country that is outside the United States, you'd probably have a better chance of not having your data collected by the NSA because the NSA is physically here. So any country other than the U.S. would probably be preferable. I'm not sure which one would be ideal. That's something I'd have to do more research on.
Yeah, I wonder. They can come in and take your data if you're in a country that the NSA or any of these agencies has their hands in, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is true that Europe has stronger privacy laws, so you might be better off in a European country than over here in the U.S. Because in Germany, especially, because their history with the Stasi, there's certainly a focus on ensuring that people have appropriate privacy laws in place. So that might be a better option. But yeah, the U.S., it doesn't look good if the NSA continues what they're doing.
This guy, Kim.com, he went to New Zealand. I wonder if maybe that's a haven for this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's difficult to say because, I mean, even still, even if the NSA is located in the United States, I mean, the internet is still the internet. They basically have the ability to spy on so many different locations around the world. It's really just a question of how easy it is for the NSA to tap into a certain right. country and their servers and their networks and all of that. So it's tough. I mean, they're trying to create the ultimate Big Brother system, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, unfortunately.
All right, well, Lee, we're going to do ghost stories for the rest of the hour. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's Halloween.
Yeah, we got to do ghost stories. I started off the show by saying, you know, we could talk about ghosts, we could talk about vampires, I don't know. What's the other Halloween junk people talk about? Skanky costumes for, you know, teenage and 20-something girls.
No, with a bunch of girls dressed up like Miley Cyrus. Is that the...
Oh, jeez. That's probably the in costume.
Yeah, were they twerking? I mean, what is that? I don't know.
You and I are probably both out of touch with all that. All I know is that any costume that a girl has, a young lady has in that age bracket is a promiscuous one. So it could be, she could be dressed as a tree, and it could be a promiscuous tree. So you take any, whether it's an inanimate object or any character, and somehow they make it into a sexy costume, which
well, sure.
is interesting.
Yeah, it's really just the whore training or the slut training of American women. I mean, that's really all it is. I mean,
they start
them at a young age.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And then on the other end of the coin, they preach this feminist propaganda, which is just as misleading. So on one end of the spectrum, they have, you know, this, what's the word I'm looking for? Sexing or...
I just call it whore training.
Whore training. Yeah, and then on the other end, they're teaching women to be female chauvinists.
Right. Well, there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, I think the main reason why they're doing all this is because, first of all, it makes the possibility of a family forming less likely if you have women acting in a promiscuous fashion. Or on the other end, if you have them become very career-driven and I don't need a man, but I can do everything on my own. You know, if you have both of these dichotomies that are being promoted, well, it creates all this division. And again, it increases the possibility that you're going to have more single parents running around or the
sure.
women running around without any children. So
it's an attack on the family for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an attack on the family. That's really what it is. That's what all this is.
I couldn't agree more. And on top of that, you have the kids being fed poison. You know, they go around door to door and get their high fructose corn syrup and all that other junk. It really is a joke. So, no, we're not doing a spooky Halloween show on the Bob Tuscan show tonight. So, sorry to let you down. You'll have to tune into a nationally syndicated talk radio show that's on late at night.
Yeah, but I think you brought up a good point about corn syrup and all the junk that people are ingesting in their bodies. I mean, but one of the things that people can do as a solution, I know you like to talk about solutions and a lot of people ask about solutions. Well, I mean, one of the things you could do is stay healthy, work out, you know, don't put junk in your body, or at least put as little junk in your body as you can, and live healthy, because if you're healthy, the power structure can't get you.
We talk about that so often, Lee. That's well said. Thanks for coming on, man. It's been great. We'll have to do it again.
Okay, cool. Thanks for having me on, Bob. Appreciate it.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Tomorrow night, Steve Starks will be joining us, running Shotgun. And let's see. We'll keep the phone lines open for the rest of the show. If you have anything on your mind, I'll take your call. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Are your appliances attacking you? Is China exporting household goods with spy devices in them? Melissa Melton over at Truth Stream Media has a pretty good report on this. We were talking about this with Lee Rogers. The Internet of Things continues to be something that is brought to my attention. Listen to this.
Melissa Melton here for Truth Stream Media, and I came across this article, and I just had to share it with everybody. Is China spying on Russia via bugged clothing irons? And this actually came from a Russian state media report, which is here, and I'll put the link to it in the description of this video. But apparently, the allegations are that a batch of clothing irons that were imported to Russia from China had microphones and Wi-Fi connections installed. And apparently, the devices would attempt to connect to any unsecured wireless networks within 650 feet of where they were being used. And from there, they would spread viruses to any computers on that network.
It sounds like something out of the Cold War fiction, like Get Smart or something.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. According to popular science, this is really far-fetched. They would never do that because it's just a really weird and inefficient way to steal information. That there's a chance an iron could end up in an executive's office, but it'd probably just be easier to bribe someone or have them physically place bugs where they want them to go. Why would they just do that? It says, on the off chance that the bugged irons did find their way into a sensitive place, they could be thwarted by simply adding password protection to your wireless network. Well, they didn't even mention anything about basically the smart grid or any of that kind of stuff, and how here there's all kinds of household items we have that could potentially be spying on us. This is from credit.com blog, and it just has a couple of items mentioned here, like your television, your cable box, your dishwasher, clothes dryer, toaster, clock radio, and remote control, which is an interesting one because it says that former CIA Director David Petraeus believes that even mundane appliances like your dishwasher could soon be used to gather intelligence about you. Yeah, of course they could. They put all these chips into everything, and they're allowed to connect to the internet. I mean, they're building a $2 billion spy hub out in the desert. The NSA's got it built out there to get exabytes and, what, zettabytes of information?
Yeah, because they're drunk on power, and they got there by playing a drinking game about who could imitate Orwell's 1984 the best. They're late-night stupor. They're looking to use weird, ordinary appliances to spy on you. It's like a spy version of what, like the Stephen King novel Maximum Overdrive, where the appliances and things and machines basically get back at humans.
It is that movie. That movie was, oh, remember the truck in that movie with the creepy green face? Oh my God. Anyways, that's exactly what they want to do in these smart cities. They want to connect everything. They call it the Internet of Things. And basically, it's an internet that promises to connect all ordinary objects to internet devices using sensors and actuators embedded in physical objects from roadways to pacemakers.
Because it's smart.
I'm scheming.
Exactly. They want to do that. I mean, in these smart cities, as they call them, and the smart grid that they're building up all around us all the time, I mean, they want your garbage to make data. When you throw something away, there's going to be chips in there, and it's going to send data back on whether or not you're recycling. When you take a shower, it's going to send data back about how much hot water you used. When you use your dryer, if you're not using it like a good time of the night, if it's a peak cycle, then they're going to know you're using it at that time. They can adjust how much they charge you for it, or they could just shut it off if they wanted to. I mean, that's where this is all headed. So when these articles are like, oh, ha, 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 even CIA Director David Petraeus thinks blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he does, because he's seen the documents and because they're openly saying that's what they're going to do. And they're already doing it in these beta smart cities that are being tested right now. So it's really interesting, though, when something like this comes out and there's a news report about it and everything, and they talk about it like, oh, that's just so implausible. They would never do that. This is where it's all going. Pretty soon, everything's going to have a chip in it. They're all going to be talking to each other. And so it's funny how they just try to discredit stories like this, because they really don't want you to think about the fact that that's probably already going on here in most cases. And that probably has a lot to do with the NSA's giant data hub, where they're going to have their zeta bytes or whatever new... They've gone through the whole alphabet. I mean, what's the next thing they're going to make up to have for bytes of information? Because it's going to be that much. This kind of stuff's probably going on right now as we speak. It's just not opening in your face yet, as it will eventually be. And they'll tell you it's for your own good and to save the Earth.
It's so creepy. I mean, they're going to be filtering and sorting through data like they do with sewage. I mean, it's going to be in...
Eventually, other than controlling us in a grid where they can raise prices to where people can't afford it, artificial scarcity, or just taking things away completely, I mean, I don't even understand how they're going to use all of that data when there truly is an Internet of Things.
Of course they want control, that's number one, but also art imitates life, and the state of the art is the rising technology, the computers that are going to basically mimic us and then replace us and supposedly improve upon us.
All right. Well, I got to stop showing this lady because I paused her face at a really inopportune moment. So I'll put this link in the description. What do you think about this? I mean, It sounds totally ridiculous. And
all right, so good stuff. Interesting. What? Let's get some calls on that if you want. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I just got a link, Mr. Producer, to James Corbett. He did a piece on the Federal Reserve and Noam Chomsky. He featured our video in there. Pretty cool. Check that out. Meet Noam Chomsky, Academic Gatekeeper, is what he titled the video. All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk with Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Bob. How's it going tonight?
Hey, same stuff, different day, man. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can, barely. It's very low.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay,
yeah, we're good to go, Randy. What's on your mind?
Tidbit of information for you. Can you hear me?
I can. Let's hear that tidbit.
Okay, Mr. Noam Chomsky. I know you like to talk about Noam Chomsky. I found his name in a very interesting place a few days ago. Would you care to prosper a guess?
You must have been reading my mind, because I literally was just thinking about that character. Where did you see his name?
It was on the membership list of the famous Knights of Malta.
Really? 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 Really?
Knights of Malta.
He's a Jesuit.
Good old Vatican time. Vatican time. Vatican.
That is
That's all I got, guys.
Randy, thank you for pointing that out. Can you send me a link to where you saw that name?
Go to the internet, type in membership list, Knights of Malta.
All right, I'll check it out.
Check it out, man.
Is a member of the Knights of Malta. I wonder what that means.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Appreciate your call. It must have been reading my mind. I just was thinking about Chomsky because I saw this video James Corbett did the other day featuring our question about the Federal Reserve to good old Noam Chomsky. All right. Interesting stuff. Final segment coming up in just moments. Allow me to send out an appeal to my listeners to try to help support the show. I don't make any money. We don't have any sponsors. If you want a sponsor, I'd love to have you come on board, and if it's something that we agree with, we definitely would endorse it. But we don't have sponsors, so I receive no monetary kickbacks for this show. Not that I have to have monetary kickbacks in order to do the show. This is a labor of love for me. But that being said, I'm hurting financially, to be honest, like a lot of people out there. So if you have a little bit extra, and you support what we're doing here on a nightly basis, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, help me out by going to the website bobtuskin.com. That's bobtuskin.com, bobtuskin.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. It's pretty simple. Just enter the amount that you would like to send of some Federal Reserve notes. And again, I greatly appreciate it. It's, rent's due tomorrow, and you know how that goes. All right, final segment to come in just moments. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. Mr. Producer, are you going to go out and party tonight and do something fun for Halloween? Oh, wow. If I was to repeat what he said, you'd be shocked. Absolutely shocked. Should I repeat what you said? No, I won't. No, I won't. I won't repeat what he said. The board ops here are quite promiscuous. I'll say that much. If you ever want to give them a hard time, call them up. Call up our board ops and give them a hard time. Tell them that you dislike this or want more of that. And they love those calls. So, and they don't get enough of them. Keep them busy. All right. Now he's going to kill me. Okay. It's been a long day, folks. Hope you've had a good one. We'll be back at it tomorrow with Steve Starrs.
Got some health shows on the way. Robert Scott Bell, Natural News Radio. He's due for an appearance. So is Ty Bollinger. We've got a couple months without Ty appearing. He's supposed to do once a month. Ty Bollinger will be coming on. Don't worry. I'll get back in touch with those guys. Good guys. They do a show together, I think, once a week. Definitely check it out. Thanks to James Corbett for featuring our question about the Federal Reserve in his video. He did a pretty good piece, an hour-long piece, called Meet Noam Chomsky, Academic Gatekeeper. Awesome. It's on his website, CorbettReport.com. Definitely worth checking out. Going to make some changes to the website one of these days here. Been planning on upgrading a few things here and there and making it a little bit more active. You know, it's tough. I'm juggling a lot here. We do this show till 1 in the morning on the East Coast here. And I'll tell you what, the baby, he don't care if Daddy does a radio show. He still wakes up early in the morning. He's been waking up earlier and earlier. Last week or so, he's been waking up at 7-something. You know what? I got to tell you, it's worth it for me. I get to spend a lot of time with him. I work mostly from home, or at least I have several hours out of the day where I'm home. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. So I look forward to waking up early in the morning, even though I'm half asleep and having to pry open my eyelids. And I'll be honest, I get burnt out. Eventually, you know, I go a couple days and then I'll need a nap. I just can't do 5 hours of sleep. Sleep's important. Gotta have enough sleep. I like sleep. And I have to have deep REM sleep. Sleep's not sleep unless you have REM sleep. And I think it's important for our health. I think it's important for us spiritually. I'm not going to get too metaphysical with this and too hippy-dippy, but I think it's important. I think dreams help us navigate through things. And they're not entirely arbitrary, although they might appear to be at times. Mr. Producer, you have good dreams? You get good sleep? Are you a thick dreamer? No? You don't get the good dreams? I know cannabis can have an effect on your dream state. Not saying that that's applicable here, but I've heard that it can... decrease your amount of REM sleep, which is not a good thing. I don't think so. So, anyways, we should do a show on sleep one day. Sleep's fascinating, and if you look at the pineal gland and the role the pineal gland plays in our bodies for the sleep state, and then, of course, the calcification of the pineal gland, I'm sure, is a hindrance to a quality sleep. I talk in my sleep. All right, I'll admit it. I'm going to come out on the air and give you an intimate detail. I don't know if this is TMI or not. But I know, hard to believe, right? Bob Tuscan, talk show host, talks in his sleep. Yeah, I talk in my sleep. And I didn't really realize this until I was reintroduced to this fact, I should say, when I met my wife. She says, every single night I have something to say in my sleep. And I keep telling myself I'm going to put a recorder next to my bed because I'd be curious to hear what I say. I have no recollection of it, none whatsoever. When I was a kid, I used to sleepwalk a bit. And that's scary.
more so than sleep talking. But it's kind of weird, so, talking in your sleep. Do you talk in your sleep, Mr. Producer? Do you know? You know? You're boring. No, I'm joking. Talk, I don't know. Maybe I'm, I don't know. What is talking in your sleep? Is it just... All right, I've talked myself into a fascinating research project here. We got to have a sleep expert on sometime. I know, boring stuff. You're falling asleep listening to me talking about this. Fair enough. Well, perhaps because I'm so darn ready for bed, it's why this conversation is occurring. I don't know. Hey, if you ever have any show ideas, you ever say, hey, Bob, better have this guy on, or better have that gal on, tell me about it. I'm open to it. You know, this show is a learning process for me just as much as it is for you guys. And I would love to hear about new people, new guests. I'm always looking for ideas, new topics to cover. If you yourself want to come on, just tell me. Next week, I'm having a gentleman from We Are Change Orlando who reached out to me. He said, hey, Bob, trying to get this We Are Change stuff going. Want to get activists in the Orlando, Florida area together and want to promote this initiative here locally. Would you mind having me on the show? No, not at all. You're welcome. Come on. So he'll be coming on for a bit on Monday's show, which is great. I'm a huge supporter of not just talking on the interweb, being a keyboard commander, but actually getting face-to-face with people and doing something in your community. So I would love to highlight that kind of thing. But if you have any ideas, feel free to email me. I read all the emails. I might not get back to you, but I have definitely read it. Definitely. So you got a crayon? You want to write down the email? You probably can remember this. Even if you can't jot it down now, it's pretty straightforward. The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. The Bob Tuscan, I spelled my last name, T-U-S-K-I-N, show at gmail.com. Email me there. Oh, and thanks in advance to anybody who can help me out financially by donating a few Federal Reserve notes. That's done at the website, bobtuscan.com, T-U-S-K-I-N, bobtuscan.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a tab, a button, a screen button, says Donate to the Tuscan Family. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll wrap things up. It's Steve Starr's tomorrow night, the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys. Have a great night.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial